Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Gerald Celente with us, trends expert. Gerald, let's tap into your expertise on trends. When COVID does go away or when they start to open up, what's going to be left of retail? I mean, the malls are empty now. In some places, they're shut down in many states. Are they going to come back?
No, they're not going to come back at all.
Oh,
and
gosh.
People are fearful. They don't want to gather in groups. And the malls were going down before this. We're going to see a retail bust that's unimaginable. And what it's going to do, again, look what they're doing. I know they're out in California. You know, all the little businesses closed down,
mm-hmm.
but they allow the big ones to stay open. Isn't that nice?
Well, and, you know, people are still buying. They're just going to buy online.
They're buying online, but the people are going to be buying a lot less. We're going to see unemployment numbers that are going to be devastating. This is global again. We're going to see something worse than the Great Depression. And this is very important. The global economy was slowing down before this happened. In the last quarter of 2019, you had negative GDP growth in Germany. Negative GDP growth, gross domestic product growth in Japan, Mexico. There was a global slowdown going on. So now you put this is unprecedented that, you know, hundreds of millions of people are out of work around the world. It's not going to come back. And that's what they used to say when they started closing everything down. You hear people say, oh, it'll come back. Oh, it'll come back. How's it going to come back? And then you look. You just look at the numbers. Look at the numbers on transport on the airline industry.
Way down. Way down.
Yeah. You know, it's down 74%. You know, one after another. You know, it's one place after another. American Airlines announcing how many people they're going to be firing. Here, Delta curbs plans to add flights as it records a $5.7 billion loss. American warns of 25,000 job cuts.
Jeez.
One after another. Business travel could take years to recover. These are headlines.
I fly a lot, Gerald, and for the last 6 months, I've been getting my own row on a plane with nobody there.
Yeah.
Nobody around me.
And then you look at the hotel business.
Oh, they're all affected.
I have to tell you, the streets where I am up here in Kingston, New York, are empty. They're empty. One floor red sign after another.
In the old days, what would it look like?
the old days, you could type in the word Kinsley, K-I-N-S-L-E-Y, Vogue magazine, last August, five top places to visit this fall. Kinsley Hotel, right next to where my office is, the Mohegan. It's an old, I might have like an old A&P's. Where are you from? Oh, we live in Paris, but we also live in New York. This town was alive. It was, you could not believe it. You thought you were down in the West Village in the city.
Right.
It's dead. New York City is dead.
Restaurants closed. Bars are closed. And these are all jobs.
I'll tell you how many people. You could have 25% capacity. You could have 50% capacity. Restaurant businesses, even at the best of times, is a struggle.
Of course.
And then they make up this stuff. When you're eating, you don't have to wear a mask. Isn't
that
nice?
But you have to wear one walking in. If you stand up and go to the bathroom, you better put it on.
Who's making this stuff up?
And no piano player. You got to take out all entertainment. For some reason, because they don't want you to stay.
No, and the musicians are going to do great. They're, you know, musicians are making tons of money even before this happened. You know, the entertainment businesses, well, you do great in it. I'm being facetious. How are they going to be living? Broadway's closed down. It may open up in 2021.
They're not sure? My gosh.
No, because they keep making up stuff. The De Blasio over there, another guy with a ratings that were down to nothing. You know, he just decided that, well, we're not going to let you do indoor dining now. You can only do outdoor dining. Outdoor dining? Whatever happened to what if it rains out? Oh, and by the way, if this was so deadly as they're saying it is, America has a population of about 530,000 homeless people. How come the hospitals aren't filled with homeless people?
Good point. This is the strangest time of our life. Where do they get all this stimulus money? Where's this coming from?
Oh, that's going to be the big one. That's what you're going to see. That's why gold prices are going up. That's why silver prices are going up. They're doing this all over the world. They're printing digital money backed by nothing and printed on nothing.
Fiat beyond fiat. Beyond fiat money, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And that's the other thing. They're going to come out with digital. They're going to say, don't handle this. They're doing it already. The places around here, they won't take cash.
They don't want to touch it.
No. We've only been touching this stuff forever, by the way. But anyway, they're going to come up. This is one of the ways they're going to try to get out of it. And not only in the United States, around the world. They're going to get rid of the currency and coming out with a digital currency.
In your opinion, is this a globalist plot?
No, I think it's an insanity plot. Again, look how easily the people follow the orders of their dictators.
Yes.
And I said to myself, no wonder why they hailed Hitler, marched to Mussolini, and saluted Stalin. All of a sudden, these governors, presidents, prime ministers gave the people orders of what to do, and they all followed. Look what's going on in California. Where's the big resistance? In New York, where's the big resistance?
It's not there yet. Now, some people are beginning to protest wearing masks, and there are some medical professionals who have the guts now to come forward and say they don't do anything. They might make you sicker. But there's still a lot of people who won't accept that.
Oh, I know. And that's what I'm saying. The majority of the people follow. And again, the doctor that you had on before I came on talking about the mask, we've been writing about it every week. Matter of fact, one of our covers of the Trends Journal, we called it sadomasochism.
I wonder why there's so much anger with this topic, Gerald. I mean,
dividing the people. Yeah. It's the great divide. The nation has become divided. Look, you even hear the mayor of Philadelphia. They're banning all kinds of gatherings, but they're allowing Black Lives Matter protests. They're dividing the people. I'm telling you what happened to me. The hatred that I got for holding a 4th of July Independence Day rally. How dare you do that, Salenti? But we'll tell you what you can do. And, of course, I did it anyway. Come on.
What were you rallying for?
We were rallying. I had Judge Napolitano up here to restore peace and freedom And his it was his idea, by the way, also because what the governors are doing, and this is what Judge Napolitano made very clear, this is against the Constitution. It's against the Bill of Rights. They're making this stuff up. This is an executive order. Don't you know who I am? I will tell all you people of Slavelandia what to do.
And nobody's stopping them.
This is what I'm saying. I'm fighting. And you can hear it in my voice, my passion.
I've never heard you more, I'm not going to use the word angry, but more upset in every year you've been on this program.
And the reason is I'm a visionary. That's my business, is to look ahead. And the future that I see is deadly. Look at the violence going up around the world, around the country. Violent crime is skyrocketing around.
Yep, and police are afraid to do anything now.
Yeah. By the way, the police were great here in Kingston. They didn't show up at all. You know, they don't bother you for little things, you
right.
know. But you look at the violence numbers. Again, we've been writing about this on and on, putting the facts down. Violent crime is escalating. When people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And what my concern is, history is repeating itself. Go back to the 1930s. You had currency wars. You had a trade war. You had a Great Depression and World War. Now let's go to 2020. Oh, there's currency wars. There's trade wars. We are going into the greatest depression, and my fear is World War III.
With...
And this will be the war when they asked Einstein what kind of weapons will be used. He said, I don't know what weapons will be used in World War III, but they'll be using sticks and stones in World War IV.
Yep, and he was right. He is absolutely right. My gosh. Well, look at the tension with China now, Gerald. What do you see there?
Oh, it's going to get much worse. And China, you know, China's economy is in terrible shape.
Right.
Oh, their GDP just went up yesterday.
And by the way, the Chinese leadership, they're not Boy Scouts by any means.
Oh, no, this is out of control. It's out of control.
Nobody's reasoning.
I was listening to the news that you were talking about with Iran.
Yeah.
And whether they have 5 attacks within the last week.
They have no idea where they're coming from.
Well, yeah. They do have an idea. And that's what I'm trying to say. When all else fails, they take you to war. Go back. One of our Trends Journal covers was dumb enough to believe George Bush's war, dumb enough to believe the COVID war. When this started out, all the politicians called it a war. And when you call it war, people march to war. They follow their leaders. George Bush's ratings were plummeting right after he got elected in 2000, George W. Bush. And remember, the dot-com bust happened.
Right.
And so now he's in office 2001. All of a sudden, 9/11, his popularity skyrocketed.
He gets reelected.
The Iraq War, based on lies. Based on a lie. They didn't have weapons of mass destruction ties to Al-Qaeda. The people believe it. The people believe it. The people believe what their leaders tell them. You saw it happen with this COVID war. They called it a war. We wrote about it in detail as it was happening.
What's it going to take for us to get out of this situation?
It's going to take the people to rise up and stand up for freedom and demand that if you're going to do these kind of things, you have to vote on them.
I mean, here's this example here in California. The governor telling churches you can't sing? What does that have to do with anything? Is singing going to spread this disease? Is that the problem?
Again, yeah. They're making this stuff up. And again, they're doing it around the world. And that's my great concern. Look, one of our top trends. I was on your show in the beginning of the year doing the top trends.
Yeah, January 5th you were with me.
Yeah. And one of them was called New World Disorder. There were protests going on in Lebanon, in France, in Chile, in Bolivia, in Algeria, in South Africa, all over the world, people protesting. They didn't have basic living standards, corruption, violence. India, one place after another. The COVID war happened, poof, they stopped all these protests. And by the way, this is what I think happened. I think China promoted this big time so they could lock down Hong Kong.
That's exactly what I said back in December when I heard a little story that this thing happened in a market with a snake or a bat, which I questioned. And then I found out there was a lab in Wuhan that investigated viral diseases. That put two and two together. But all of a sudden, all the protests in Hong Kong, the minute this coronavirus came out, went away, just
they
like
stopped.
That.
Exactly. You nailed it. And then the rest picked up on it. And again, you look at the numbers in Italy. In Italy, the average age of the people dead in Italy from the coronavirus is 80 years old. In Massachusetts, right next to me over here, the 80% of excuse me, 60% of the people that died are from nursing homes. Canada, 80% from nursing homes.
And I got to ask you, and it's all speculation, but of those people who died, how many would have died anyway at about the same time?
I know. I have a sister in a nursing home. She was tested positive for COVID. 2 weeks later, she's pretty much out of it. She had two strokes. You know, she doesn't know. She never knew she had it.
Did she pass?
No. She never knew she had it. What I'm saying is that the people that are dying are the ones who are about to die.
They're going to die anyway, sadly enough. And
yeah.
And again, your contention and mine is, I'm not so sure they died from COVID-19.
The facts are there that they don't know that they died from it. Again, you go into the hospital, you had a heart attack or whatever, but you're also tested positive for COVID.
Or you have cancer. Who knows?
Yeah. But you tested positive for COVID. You got in a car accident. You tested positive for COVID. You died of COVID. And again, they're doing it. They bring the numbers up. The more they die from COVID, the more money they make in getting from federal government. These are facts.
Here's another thing. I mean, they came out with it is not airborne, and as long as you're 6 feet away from somebody, you're not going to catch it. Well, I said that's ridiculous. It is airborne. There's too many people coming down with some kind of infection. They're not all getting spit on and sneezed on. It's airborne. And now they're saying it's airborne, Gerald. Why can't they tell us the truth in the beginning?
They don't know. They're making this stuff up. And it's disastrous. I'm telling you, we are going to go into a decline in this society beyond what anybody can imagine. It's going to be hell on earth if it keeps going in this direction.
There are some people, I've gotten some emails tonight, who want a 100% shutdown and a 100% everybody wear masks all the time. And because you don't agree with it or I don't agree with it, they're coming after us.
Look at one of the covers of our Trends Journal. It's a weekly now. USSA, United Soviet States of America. You don't need the law anymore. You have the dictators in charge. We'll tell you what to do. And the people rat everybody else out like they did with the Soviet Union. And that's why they stayed in power. It's these gutless people. Again, healthy people are not dying from this.
No. Or even coming down with it. Frightening. Gerald's website, trendsresearch.com. Boy, are you going to have a lot to write about over the next couple of years, aren't you?
Oh, yo, it breaks my heart.
I mean, first of all, I'm going to give you just a moment before the top of the hour, Gerald. People who think that you're not a human, that you don't care, that's not true. You do care about people. I've known you for 15 years. You do care about people, but I'm going to let you address it for a minute.
Of course I care about people. I launched Occupy Peace. I'm a man of peace. I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. So, you know, that's who I am. But this is deadly, and it's going to bring us to war. It's going to bring violence throughout the country, riots, protests. We're going to go through a summer we've never seen before. And we have to open up the economy again.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.